שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
הסולם. We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article שמעתי, article 184, the difference between faith and intellect. You can find the study material in the Arvut system on the study materials button on the website. Rav, please.
זה לא כל כך פשוט.
It's not so simple. It's not so simple. The difference between faith and the intellect, and in general, the relation between faith and the intellect. What is faith? What is the intellect? We're talking about spiritual discernments here. So, well, first of all, please read it once, and then we will see.
Shamati 184,
the difference between faith and intellect. The difference between faith and intellect. There is an advantage to faith because it affects the body more than the intellect, because it is closer to the body. Faith is considered malchut, and the body is related to malchut. Hence, it influences it. The intellect, however, is attributed to the first nine, and hence cannot effectively influence the body. Yet, there is an advantage to the intellect that it is considered spiritual compared to faith, which is attributed to the body. There is a rule in spirituality. There is no absence in spirituality, and each penny is accumulated to a great amount. But faith is considered corporeality, which is considered separation. There is no adding in corporeality. Rather, what is gone is gone. That what happened in the past does not join the present and the future. Hence, although faith in something affects him during the act 100% more than the effect of the mind, it only works for a time. The mind, however, although it is effective by only 1%, still that percent remains constant and existing. Hence, after 100 times, it is added to the amount that faith could affect in a single time. But when he works with faith 100 times, he will remain in the same state. But with the mind, it will remain perpetually existing in him. It is as we learn something with the intellect. Although we forget, the recollections remain in the brain. This means that the more one learns knowledge, accordingly he has evolution of the brain. With corporeal things, however, extended over time and place, that a place in the east will never come to the west, or the past hour into the present hour. But in spirituality, everything can be simultaneous.
Yes. So, let's read it again. The difference between faith and the intellect. Again, we're not talking about our mind, our intellect. We're not talking about our faith, but rather we're talking about spiritual discernments. So let's see if we're related to this or not. The difference between faith and intellect. There is an advantage to faith because it affects the body more than the intellect, because it is closer to the body. Why is that? Faith is considered malchut, and the body is related to malchut. Hence, it influences it. The intellect, however, is attributed to the first nine. As we learned it regarding the Parzufim, and hence cannot effectively operate on the body, on Malchut, on the person. Yet there is an advantage to the intellect that it is considered spiritual compared to faith. Nevertheless, it is the first nine which eventually build Malchut. This is why he says that yet there is an advantage to the intellect, that it is considered spiritual compared to faith, which is the first nine relative to Malchut. This is how the intellect is relative to faith, which is attributed to the body. There is a rule in spirituality. There is no absence in spirituality, and each penny is accumulated to a great amount. But faith is considered corporeality, mahut, which is considered separation. There is no adding up in corporeality. And what is gone is gone. What happened in the past does not join the present and the future. Hence, although faith is in something affects him during the act 100%, the person truly understands and he's willing and he's devoted. Hence, although faith in something affects him during the act 100%, more than the effect of the mind, but it only works for a time. And then, after the time passes, the effect from above passes, and it disappears from the person. The mind, the intellect, however, although it is affected by only 1%, still that percent remains constant and existing. Hence, after 100 times, it is added up to the same amount that faith could have affected him in one time. Nevertheless, when he works in faith, 100 times, he will remain in the same state. But with the mind, it will remain perpetually in him. It adds up. It is as we learn something with the intellect, although we forget, the Shemot, the records, remain in the brain, in the mind. This means that the more one learns knowledge, accordingly is one's evolution or development of the brain, of the mind. These are the first nine. With corporeal things, however, that are extended over time and place, the place in the east will never come to the west, or the past hour into the present hour. But in spirituality, everything can be simultaneous in one place, in one time, and it all adds up. Let's read it again. So, what do we have? The intellect and the emotion.
Malchut.
Malchut. And the first nine. The intellect, the mind, is the first nine. The emotion is Malchut. Faith is Malchut. And the intellect is the first nine. Well, let's see if we can nevertheless understand something here. So, it is difficult to talk about the things that are written here because we're still not in that same spiritual picture that can also connect to these discernments. Well, nevertheless, let's hear at least some questions, maybe see a few more definitions and see how we can make them more precise. Okay. Ita one.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici. In questo testo la fede si può dire che.
Good morning Rav, good morning friends. In the article,
che noi riceviamo dall'alto come risultato di questo fare.
Can we say that faith is discerned as an act that we do, and our mind is the impression from the act that we're doing?
No, if Charlie.
Well. You can say everything, but the question is, how much are we able to come closer to spiritual discernment? What is faith and the intellect? The intellect is the first nine, and faith is Malchut. And from here comes the result of what we have in faith and the intellect when they join together into one spiritual discernment. So it turns out that faith constantly changes according to our discernments in the will to receive. How do we work with it? And the intellect is not so dependent on the will to receive. But nevertheless, if we want to determine our perception, then they need to be related, connected, the faith as well as the intellect. That's it. This is how we advance, we come closer to understanding these concepts, bit by bit. Yesterday, when we went over the article, we broke our heads. Can we say that the mind belongs to Rashimo Records? The mind, the intellect, of course, pertains to the Rishimo, the records, and so we have to work with them also in order to advance. But the most important thing for us is how much we can advance Malchut, because to the extent that Malchut can join the first nine, to that extent we measure the level.
Normally we learn that faith is giving, is bestowal. And here it's malchut. So what is the message here, what faith means?
Because Malchut determines the degree of faith, the character of faith. Malchut operates the first nine. Everything is done in Malchut, in the will to receive. As much as it is able to perform a restriction over itself and have a screen and reflected light, as much as it is able to join the first nine, it operates the first nine. So everything depends on Malchut.
Thank you, Rav.
В итоге взаимодействие вот этих двух структур разума и веры должно, я так понял, появиться какое-то третье место, да, которое уже будет работать автономно, часть Творца свыше. А от чего зависит, ну что?
The connection between the это что какой-то the mind and the intellect should bring us to maybe to something additional.
В итоге что-то родилось из их взаимодействия.
What dependent is it some people that it does occur by them, and others not.
The general vessel, which is the collection of all of our parts, called Adam HaRishon, this general vessel that was broken, so each one of its parts feels itself as disconnected from the others, that it exists only in its ego, thinking about itself, worrying only about itself, and not realizing that concern for everyone, it cannot digest that actually there should be concern for everyone, because in the end, this is its vessel. So this is the state that we are in right now. That's it. Now, each one in his small individual ego with his corrupted first nine, this is how we exist until we begin to realize that we have to gather back again, because indeed the true future state is that we will reach once again that same structure of Adam HaRishon. And this is why when we became separated through the sin of the tree of knowledge, as we call it, through the shattering of this vessel of Adam HaRishon, and by that we feel ourselves that each one is alone, each one is unrelated to the other, even though we even have between us some competition, some pride, each one has a certain ego towards the other, but it's not that we feel that we need to be together, that it's worthwhile to be together, etc., and to connect so much so that we will have a single body, meaning a single desire. And we will only be concerned about the common desire. This common desire, we try to somehow arrange it in the ten. Right? This is actually our work. And therefore, people are usually in competition with each other in the ego, in pride, rejection, hatred. But we need to do the opposite, actually. In the ten, we need to care for connection, for coming closer, of actualizing something of the structure of Adam HaRishon. This is our work. And we need to aspire to that. And the whole of humanity needs to aspire for that. But they don't have those same inclinations, the same drives, the same things. We also don't have them, but we learn that if we want to attain the true form of our existence, if we want to discover the Creator, then we can attain Him only when we will advance, when we will reach a state where we will all connect. We have no choice. And therefore, all of the actions that are one against the other, every person who is in opposition to the other, he activates his ego, his pressure, his power, his pride. It is truly against the process of creation. And of course, these deeds will not succeed. Eventually, it will not succeed. And during our time, when we are close to the end of correction, as Baal HaSulam writes, that we are in the generation of the Messiah, the generation of the end of correction, the generation where there is some upper pressure from the Creator that is pulling us out of our ego into in order to bestow. This is why it is called Mashiach in Hebrew, the Messiah, Moshech, pulling us up above the ego. Then, of course, all of these actions where we operate, that we operate here and there through the force of our might, the force of our ego, those will not succeed. They will not succeed. This is already done. This is the human development by powers that each one is stronger than the other. And there's no room for wars anymore. There isn't. We need, from everything that is happening right now, and hopefully this will be the last war that is happening right now in humanity, that we will learn from it that there is no room for such relations between people, because this is truly in contradiction to nature's core.
Advanced degrees, we say, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, that out of hate they even wanted to kill one another. Won't that come into expression, manifestation, just internally?
No, the fact that they have scrutinies and in such states like the students of Rabbi Shimon, that will also happen, and on the high degrees, certainly. That a person needs to discover how much she is in opposition to others in his views, but it's not that these views should bring us to a physical war where I kill the other one who does not agree with me. There were such events also between scientists, but it's, you know, when and how, you see. I think that in the future, the opposition, the conflict, this status of being against will be a great one, but it's not that it will be in order to kill the other one so that I will be just by might, by force, but that I will be correct in the brain by scrutiny. And the measurement will be according to the Creator. And so it turns out that there is an opposite direction here, that I will have to help all of those who are against me so that together with them we can scrutinize the truth. It doesn't matter to us who has the truth, so long as it is the truth. Because by this we all advance, both those who are against and those who are in favor, those who were correct, those who were not correct. Always this is how we advance together to the Creator. And this is why there's no difference here between the one who is right and the one who isn't. But rather, to begin with, we realize that this is how the Creator is making a scrutiny by giving each one of us opposite views, so that we will become incorporated and discover that the truth has to be above them, above these opposing views. Keep one.
Am I then, according to this article, influencing the faith of my friends so that there is an understanding in what is in reason? Thank you.
I don't know exactly what he's asking and on what level, but of course what we are able to do is we can actually do everything. Because we can be in a 10, in an inclination to be connected, and each one completing the others, we can, through all of these others, we can connect to the Creator and absorb, receive what's in the 10 from the Creator individually to each one. And it turns out that by this I'm as a representative towards the Creator, a representative of the 10. So it turns out that I'm in the middle between the Creator and the 10, And then there is truly no limit to my ability to bestow, to influence reality, the world, because I am like a mini Adam HaRishon with respect to the Creator. I truly feel myself as His son. And praise.
From Kabun. Now, and when he works with faith 100 times, he will remain in the same state, right? And when he works with his mind, it will remain in him always. How can we depict this in the 10?
Start working in the 10, then you will feel that what is happening between you, that's the first 9, and this lives and exists and it remains, whereas when it happens in each one, that goes away.
Two last questions from Ashdod 10. How to maintain the faith above reason, even in 1%?
If you try to be between the friends, truly to be between them, to be immersed between them, connecting them, working with them, devoted to them, then you start to feel that you are truly above yourself. And this is already the first step towards spirituality.
Raf,
what you talked about before, about the 10 and the world, it awakens many impressions, because there is this feeling that this is happening before our eyes. And I'm very curious about how it will happen in the world, and to what extent in our community we have to overcome, to hurry up and grow stronger in our connection, because there is truly an illumination. And how much the light that we pass on changes reality, and you want to accelerate this already, and there's a feeling that this is actually possible. Is this how it is, really? Or an illusion?
It's not illusion, and not some change of exchange of reality. Rather, we are really in a very special state that humanity must scrutinize how to advance onwards in its direction towards correction by force or by connection above separation. And here there are scrutinies, and thus I cannot speak in what I would like to speak, because nonetheless we are still in separation between all sorts of countries and governments. And so we'll wait and hope that soon we'll be able to speak in a simple manner, a clear manner, and then we can scrutinize everything. One thing is clear. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's not just from today, but thousands of years ago, that love covers all crimes, that we must, not by force, to convince and to bring the tomorrow till today, rather only by all sorts of actions of connection. And connection cannot be against the desires, desire of the others. So rather there must be a process here of study, of to come to recognition, awareness, familiarity, and then accordingly we can reach a state that we can all be connected in the good connection. In the meantime, we need to continue. Volga.
Volga.
утро, Рав. Мне кажется, я немножко...
Good morning, Rav.
Хотелось бы...
I've got a bit lost. I would like you to clarify to us, what is faith? Really, in a clear manner, in a precise manner. Earlier you talked about it. So what is faith?
Faith is called upper force that reaches a person and fills him and ties him to the Creator. That is the force of bestowal that fills the vessel of reception of man. And then the person begins with this, to come closer to the Creator. The force of Binah, which is in the middle between Malchut and Keter. That's it.
А вот в контексте этой статьи не очень понятно.
And in relation to the article we read, it's not so clear. Here it says that faith is a quality of Malchut, and the intellect is related to the first nine. And so a question comes out of that. We go through the defense states in the 10, and as the Kabbalists write to us, we have to rise to faith above reason. So what does it mean in relation to this article? Is it a certain hope or?
That's called that we need to stand up to establish the force of connection, of faith above reason, above what we know and feel, what dwells in us, that we will flip, invert our forces. What's more important and what's less important? That's called, I saw an opposite world. That what was important to me before, knowledge, power, reception. Now important for me is bestowal and love, connection. If I will invert these discernments, these values, this instead of that, then I will already begin to advance towards spirituality. The spiritual world is built upon the opposite qualities. Bestowal, love, concession, and so on. All that is opposite from our present nature.
The question is in relation to what you explained. You said before that this will be the last war, that humanity will no longer have fight wars. You told us many times about a blow of hunger that is approaching.
These are wars that need to be as the wars of the Messiah. Yeah, but there it can be all, not in a corporeal manner, but in a spiritual manner.
So the question is, you explained, you told us that apparently it's going to be a blow of hunger when the pandemic started. You said this will be the direction. Then it seemed very far away in the time. Now, during this war, it seems to be approaching. As you see, Ukraine is the great exporter of wheat to the world following the war. There may be a shortage. And so the question is there an ability to prevent this, or is this a scrutiny that we will have to go through?
I don't talk about how to prevent things. I'm not some commentator from some newspaper. Understand? And it's forbidden for me to talk about that. I just explain what are the processes, more or less according to the rules of nature, the laws of nature, and how much we can improve our state. If we couldn't improve, then I also wouldn't speak, because what's the benefit if there is a war ahead or not? Rather, on the condition that we can turn the bad to good, then I speak about it. That's it. So we'll continue to work according to what we have,
in our hands, we'll continue to believe that it's actually the strongest means to bring the world to good, and that's how it will be. But really, we live in the time that will actively be revealed, this entire package and in the world, how it's all connected, how it's all closed, how we can all incorporate in it, and in our incorporation between us, and how we influence the world. This we need to reveal shortly, soon. That's what's important. In the soon ahead, we need to reveal that our actions in each and every 10 are truly acting upon all of the large humanity and the spiritual and corporeal worlds together, that although we are small and only in the beginning of the ladder, at the lowest rungs, the bottom of the ladder, we can specifically, because we're in the last generation and standing upon the shoulders of all those who preceded us, the great Kabbalists, we can take part, participate in raising our world to the end of correction.
Yes.
That's like the baby that's born. He doesn't know by who he was born. Maybe he's the son of a king, or maybe some poor family, and who knows? Maybe he was born in a bad state, good state, or he doesn't understand anything. That's how we are. We don't understand anything, who we are, what we can arrange. But that's what's standing before us. We are the chosen ones, and we must realize it.
Humanity can receive inner insights without paying the physical price. If we do strong work between us, they can get these insights internally without the external form of hunger or all kinds of things.
Of course. Yes.
Causes decadence or degeneration.
In sum total, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of connection. If to speak in simple terms that's understood by everyone, then we have thousands of details, meaning people, desires to receive in a certain state called this world, and these desires need to be arranged in such a manner that they all together will connect into some system that's whole, beautiful, good, upper, according to all its qualities, that to such an extent that the upper force that's eternal and exists before the system and after the system, doesn't matter, that is above time, motion, and space, above all our corporeal discernments, that this upper force will be able to clothe, that will be suitable to the same system that will connect between us, that will connect between us in a manner that's so nice and good, a completion that's so whole, that this upper force, which is entirely bestowal, entirely love, will be able to clothe in us in its entirety. Meaning, in some total, what we're learning is the wisdom of connection between human beings. In sum total, what we're learning is some study on the social system, the ideal one that needs to exist in the human society. We begin to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't think that we need that. Nobody would be drawn to that. But truly, all the secrets, all the concealed things, everything that we thought about the
wisdom of Kabbalah, it's all in the order and the correct connection between us. And thus, wanted or not, we are also with you in such a process of the entire humanity that we're all drawn to the new order of the world. So we'll see what he tells us, how this world needs to continue its path, its correction, until it reaches suitability to the Creator, meaning it reaches a state that the upper force, the force of bestowal and love, will clothe it in its entirety. So please, let's go.
So again, we're in the Freedom article, heading Criticism Brings Success, Lack of Criticism Causes Decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity in a society. And the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them.
Right?
As if the opposite. As much as we're in disagreement, separation, from this we have the ability to reach the rest of the scrutinies and success. And so, don't be afraid from the scrutinies, the distancing, it's actually specifically on purpose. Just to be afraid, can we correctly have the right attitude to what's before us?
Can you explain it? Why does separation create greater intellect, understanding, and not unity and connection?
From our life, it's also clear. Let's say you come to school, some work, whatever. Everything you're going to go and scrutinize something, you're scrutinizing things that are not in wholeness. And so from this, you're learning, how can we complete between them? Because usually things are opposite, that they're not together in one body. And so the knowledge of the separation is the first stage to care with it, to bring it to unity.
What kind of intellect is achieved through unity?
Of unity?
Yes, out of connection. Is there a new intellect, a new mind that is born?
Of course.
So how is it different from the mind that is born out of separation?
The difference between creator and created being. The created being feels all the reality in its details, separated, and the Creator sees all of reality, all of creation, as one complex.
He writes, the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is separation and disagreement between them. So disagreement
Yes, and this must be at the foundation, that if there's no disagreement, no separation, they can't learn about unity.
So what does disagreement beget, and what does connection beget?
Disagreement gives birth to the need to reach unity, because they feel that in the disagreement, they cannot act, they cannot attain. They themselves are harmed.
Without separation, disagreement, there's no beginning of anything.
We as created beings cannot live in a state that's called unity to feel it as unity, because we have no knowledge on separation from before. And so we always need to reach from bad to good, from minus to plus, from separation to connection.
And what's the addition that we get from the unity, from the plus?
That you see his essence, that his uniqueness, his wholeness. And all this, you as a created being can scrutinize only from the contrast, from the dark and the light. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, so how can these two different approaches live together? On the one hand, criticism and disagreement of views. On the other hand, unity, especially when we speak about the big world. In our group, it's clear.
Look, it takes a lot of time, much knowledge, understanding, scrutinies, and the willing to bear in order to scrutinize the truth. And it takes time. There's no other way about it. There are such societies in humanity that are ancient. And therefore, in their advancement, they have reached a state where it is forbidden to have wars, it's forbidden to be separated, etc., etc. And so they understand that their entire advancement needs to be by way of love covers all crimes. That once crimes become revealed, you cover them with connection. Again, crimes are revealed on a higher level, and again, you cover them with connection. And that's how you advance. You know, it's like in a family. If it's a normal family, then it understands that there have to be different disputes, and every time above the disputes, you need to bring completion, peace. And that's how it is every time, on every level, in every state. And there can't be day without night. And the day comes because previously there was night. And that's how we advance. So it is in the relations between people, so it is in the relations between countries, and so it is in the relations between us and the Creator. It's all the same. And let's hope that humanity will understand this, and we need to give an example for it in every town, every person, every pet, in every family, and whatever we can, according to our ability.
This degree of criticism, is it something essential? It has to be? Let's say a certain nation will be able to attain a certain unity, or they can also attain it without criticism.
You see what it says, how it's called. Criticism brings success. That without criticism, we cannot reach success. How can you scrutinize the correct things if there are no corrupted things in front of you, and you scrutinize these corruptions, and you know where do they come from, you know how to correct them, and you know how to bring these corruptions to their right form. Only in that way you as a created being can reach the degree of the Creator, wholeness and perfection, by scrutinizing every detail in creation, how opposite it is, how separated it is from everyone else, and how is it possible to arrange everyone into an ideal system.
What follows is that when you look at the whole of creation, that it could never be, ever, that they will be correctly connected. It's impossible that they'll be in a correctly connected system. It's impossible. And suddenly it turns out that it's possible, that it can be, that it will happen. It's not something that you see immediately, but only after many efforts. And that's why you'll see that those that can do it is that group from ancient Babylon that includes representatives of from all the different nations that existed back then in ancient Babylon, that they're included of, that this group is included of, and that that group wishes to reach a corrected state. And we'll learn about the changes and the different blows and torments and whatnot that this group went through. How much they killed and burned and beat each other and different, and the different processes that they went through. How much hate there was among them, among the Jews. And eventually, it's all in order to scrutinize that there needs to be connection. It's not over yet. It continues now, not physically the way it was 1,000 and 2,000, 3,000 years ago. There were such things that it's really unbelievable how they killed and burned people, Jews, how they killed and burned each other, how they fought each other. And from that, we need to see how do we nonetheless advance toward connection and completion. And then you'll see that that small nation, the Israelis, the Israelites, within themselves have already gone through all of these wars, and that there were such strifes and collisions between them that they carried all people, Greeks, Egyptians, everyone to the same. They pulled them to be involved in all the wars between the Jews. And that's how they've learned until this day who they are. Today they don't know who they are either, but soon it's going to clear up quickly. Always such intermediate phases, and now is the time. Now is our time that we need to, as quickly as possible, get organized and to show that in humanity there are nonetheless representatives of all nations that are together with us in our connection above the general ego, that in that we want to be like the Creator, to come closer to Him. This is actually our work. And we don't care about nothing besides that. This is what we talk about, and this is what we study about.
We can't get to war between us. There were groups that disappeared.
Groups can disappear, could disappear. But it's not because they're fighting. It's because they don't understand, they disagree with our direction, with what Bala Sulam's writing. Eventually, look what he says in his articles, in his letters, everywhere. He's talking about connection, and we see it from our history too. And I heard a lot about it from Rabash, that this is the main thing that we need to do. Nothing else is important. Only our connection as the central force around which the world, too, will be able to connect, and therefore our entire dissemination needs to be dissemination for connection. We want to see a world as a new society that which understands.
What does it mean that the love of the body naturally brings with it the proximity of views? Do you have an example of that?
Ken?
Yeah. Suppose, no matter how much we talk about it, it won't help. If you and your son have a difference in opinion, then nonetheless that opinion becomes closer to you one way or another. It becomes closer than after you discovered that it's connected to him, that it comes from him, that it belongs to him, you know, in a simple way. But the thing is that one should not stand in the way of the other. If we want to reach the right kind of criticism, like he says that criticism as a means, the name of Dara, criticism brings success, lack of criticism causes decay, and so we need to make criticism, let's call it objective, so that it will be independent of, you know, different, you know, closeness, different nice good things, bribes, someone's afraid of something, whatever. It has to be very goal-oriented, targeted, and then that way you'll have the correct and good results and the
What's the difference between the individual and the ten?
An individual can't be like the ten, but the ten has to be like one individual, connected, and then all the opinions that they have in the ten, to some extent, it will be similar to the opinion of the Creator, the upper degree. If you want to jump from one degree to a higher spiritual degree, then for that you need to connect together in the ten, even though that you want to kill each other, but you're ready, you're willing to be connected. And that your connection will really be as one, even though that you're not similar and you disagree. Because if you agree, then it's not wholeness, it's not completion. Wholeness and completion is a result of there being a lack of agreement between your opinions. No one bends toward the other. No one's afraid of the other. It needs to be, each one needs to be able to freely express his opinion, but all in all, above that, what you come to is a consent, a higher degree, because you attain, not you, any of you individually, but you, in the form of your connection, you attain the opinion of the upper, of the Creator, that in that way, He dresses in you, and you start discovering, ah, that's spirituality. That's the answer. This is what we've expected or have been waiting for. And then it's clear to everyone that that's the truth. That doesn't belong to anyone, but that the upper force comes down upon you, fulfills you, because you are willing to be in mutual concession in order to accept his opinion of the Creator.
Beseder.
Но это надо дождаться всех, чтобы все были готовы к этому, или просто иногда кажется, что не.
We have to wait for everybody to be ready for this.
We needn't wait for anyone. We don't have to wait for anyone. We need to work between us for us to connect correctly, and that's called the revelation of the Creator in the created.
Why do we need a development of opinions and knowledge?
Because the more different they are, the greater is the revelation of the Creator.
But towards humanity, let's say, why do we need more development of more knowledge and more opinions?
Because they're advancing too. Everyone. As it says, that all shall know me from small to great. So there are those that are in contact with the Creator, and they are as a transition for humanity, but all of humanity too needs to ascend. Everyone needs to reach the spiritual degree.
Maybe a different question. How all the development of the goal is to receive what the Creator prepared for all of humanity. So what's about developing knowledge, and that's where the Creator is revealed?
The more developed, the more different they are from one another, against one another, and therefore in the connection above the contradictions between them, they come to a sharper resolution of feeling, understanding, attaining the Creator.
It's a different kind of pleasure? Of
course. A big pleasure. The greatest pleasure comes as a result of the resolution of doubts, that you have doubts, that you're about to explode, that you can't do anything, and they really tear you apart. And suddenly it all comes together, none of them disappears, none of them takes control over the other, but all of them sustain one another and give you a whole and complete solution as a result of their wholeness and completion, that you don't understand how is it possible that they're so opposite, so opposed, and when they connect in their oppositeness, there the wholeness and perfection is revealed, and that's how the Creator is revealed to us. How could it be that 10 sefirot, 9, that are all opposed to one another come together and bring us the form of the Creator, His image?
How is the pleasure of connection of the bodies or the developing of minds, where does that meet?
In man's heart. In the Malchut.
And a different kind of pleasure comes out of it, like a third kind?
Pleasure as a result, that's already the Creator.
Great gratitude. Oh, I'm confused. In the 10, we need to see every friend as great because the Creator is behind every friend. And we have to criticize his opinion, his behavior, that he, whether he comes to a lesson or not.
I need to respect the friend because the Creator has given him an invitation to the Creator. The Creator wants for him to come close, and therefore that person has some kind of attraction to the Creator, and that's why he comes to our group. Sometimes. And when he sometimes comes, we need to see. Sure, the Creator can give him a whole and complete desire, but he gives him a minimum desire. And probably that he's leaving it up to us. He's giving us the opportunity to help the friend and thus advance. Because that friend, by not coming regularly or something else, he is showing us the place of work. Where do we need to put in our exertion in order to connect even more? And these are steps toward the revelation of the Creator Himself, meaning that the Creator, through the friend, shows us what are we lacking in order to reach Him, the Creator. So this is what you need to work at. And not to disregard it or make an egoistic calculation that we are and He isn't. We come to the lesson and He doesn't. But we need to feel these things as our obligation, our commitment.
Question from a friend, it's a bit similar. What's objective criticism in the ten?
Objective criticism needs to be only in relation to the purpose of creation. By us needing to discuss what are we missing in order to reach connection, in order to reach the purpose of creation, that we don't look at who observes, who doesn't, which of the friends does or doesn't, and in what way, but we look at our forces. What are we lacking? How many forces, what kind of forces do we have to add into our common dish? That we want to add into it all of our possible forces, and will that be enough in order to reveal the Creator, in order to buy the revelation of the Creator by it?
То есть мы как-то не персональные какие-то вот, ну, моменты или качества товарищей, а
so it's not like a private qualities of a friend.
Yeah. Mainly it's our connection. That's the main thing. I can't talk about some qualities of one friend or another. That's not good. I won't be able to examine them correctly, evaluate them correctly, because anyone who blames others does it due to his own flaws. So mainly what we need to work on here is the connection, our connection. Chaber one, again.
This scrutiny has to be more clear where we need to restrict ourselves to annul and put the screen, because the ego is closer to the body and feeling, and my desire to receive, I don't need to restrict the top intellectual part of it.
We need to restrict ourselves only in relation to others, where I make as much room as possible for the other in my desire, in my heart.
You say three. Didn't you say we have to annul in the group in order to unite? Now you're saying that we grow when nobody annuls.
No, our criticism is in order to correctly annul toward the group.
From Naharia, is what's written that the opinions in humanity won't come so close so the dispute is cancelled? Does that explain that wholeness is comprised of colors, nations, and so on?
No, wholeness and completion is a result of us receiving from above knowledge of the Creator, because actually the Creator is our correct form of connection. Bo-o-e, come and see, Creator.
Odessa, there's a fear that after the article between the women, we might get unbuilding criticism. Please give us a direction for the day.
The direction for today is that we need to reach connection so that this connection will entirely be good bestowal toward each other. Concept of faith.
How can we turn faith that is intense and influences a person in 100% from something temporary to something constant?
This depends on the group. If the group's engaged in it, then it won't disappear. It's all only in relation to the ten. The Creator is now showing us everything in relation to the ten, and even if in the ten there are one or two people that can receive a higher degree, they will not receive anything but all the but what the entire ten receives in general as a whole.
From Woman Hebrew, you mentioned wars. How do we make peace?
By each developing to understand that you don't attain the truth in war, that war is achieved only in the connection between those at war. And precisely the fact that the war is becoming revealed, that will become revealed more and more between all nations, between every part, as it says, man's enemies or haters are his household. So much so, we'll need to understand that it is all in order for us to reveal from all these crimes, all these contradictions, all these fights, all of these things, that we will, from that, that we will discover a place of love. So as to shine in Bria.
Again,
the world of Bria shines by clothing the level of Bina, and Chokhmah is hidden there. But in order to shine in Bria, Chokhmah must be clothed in Bina. Through those two, when the light of Ein Sof clothes within them, it shines in Bria. This is the meaning of the screen between Atzilut and Bria. For this screen extends from Bina, where Chokhmah is clothed so as to shine in Bria.
So Ein Sof, first of all, clothes from Keter to the Sphira of Chokhmah. That's where it's clothed in the light of Chokhmah. Then it keeps going to Bina, clothes in the light of Bina, and in that way it can shine. That's what he wants to say. Below, we don't have any. I just want to say that don't be despaired if you don't understand something or you don't have anything to ask about. You see how Baal HaSulam writes about things he already wrote about before and he repeats them again. And it was all written kind of freely. It's because this is not how we reach spiritual knowledge. Only from connecting, and the upper light can finally come and build it in us. And not that we learn about it. Not the wise who studies, as we say. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a spiritual wisdom. It's not that we can learn through our minds. We only need the mind in order to organize things. But afterwards, all the studies is only in the will to bestow that we want to develop.
Okay.
A week or two ago, you explained that the desire on the degree of Dalet, the fourth degree, is the strongest desire.
It's the biggest coarseness, and if there's a restriction, screen and reflected light upon it, they would be the greatest too. And then a person with that reflected light can reach the degree of Keter.
Вот это желание уровня Далет, оно называется?
The desire from the fourth degree. That's how it's called before the Tzimtzum too?
Yes, the degrees of coarseness we learn about in the world of Ein Sof before the restriction, root 1, 2, 3, 4. It's degrees, and then comes Malchut that gets an impression from all those degrees. And then in Malchut 2, there are degrees of coarseness, root 1, 2, 3, 4. Which is already coarseness, the will to receive.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот у нас в течение дня есть желания какие-то относительно внешних.
During the day, we have different desires in relation to the external world, in relation to the world, to the ten. Is it an example? Is there some example for the fourth phase?
A spiritual desire you don't have, not for phase four, not for the root, for no desire. The corporeal desire, you can't weigh it towards those degrees because it's desires for this world, not for the upper light, not for pleasure that comes from above, from the Creator. That's why we can't, until we don't acquire spiritual desire with a restriction and screen, we can't scrutinize that desire. We don't have spiritual desires.
То есть пока мы не сделали экран, то нету у нас даже самого маленького.
So until we build a screen, we don't even have the smallest desire.
Not a screen, until we don't perform the restriction, even the restriction.
Так, вот, да, вот как раз об этом вопрос самый интересный. Ну неужели мы в течение дня...
So this is exactly the what the question's about. During the day, instead of being engaged in something else, you're engaged with the ten. Isn't that a kind of restriction? Because you said that we need to replace one desire for another.
No, the fact that we prefer dealing with spirituality instead of corporeality, that's one thing. But that we want to be above our will to receive and the will to bestow, that's something completely different. I go from this life, whether studying in the 10, because that's where I want to receive more. I hope I'll succeed more, that there I can gain more. That's why I'm still in the will to receive. When I'll learn the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to reach from the desire to bestow connection above me, so according to my tendencies, according to my efforts, I'll receive from above the light that reforms, and it will bestow upon me and give me an opportunity to rise above my ego. And then, wherever I'll be, that'll be called the upper world, the spiritual world.
Последнее. Как, если я не знаю вообще, я не
Last question.
Я проверяю и вижу, что я
If I don't know and I can't check it in any way, and then I check and I see that I don't know that whether I'll have something in the next world, I have faith in the Kabbalists and Rav. If I don't know it in practice, why does it actually mean? Why is it still considered for myself?
You're an egoist like all of us, and still, until you don't understand where you are, so accept it that you're still in your egoistic desire. But you're really advancing. You're advancing. So everything's before you. And the first degree is the most difficult.
Kasha.
It's difficult. Yep. We have to keep going and keep going until it really works. That's what all the Kabbalists works about, talk right about. Everyone suffered it, everyone went through it, and everyone attained.
Я извиняюсь за вопрос, но получается вот такой вопрос. Какая самостоятельность есть в Малхут задействовать Высшую?
What kind of independence does the Malchut have in activating the upper force and all the worlds? The Malchut, it's like an upshoot of the upper light. So who comes first? The chick, the egg, or the chicken?
Obviously, the upper light comes from the Creator, and it carries inside it a seed of the desire, and it develops that seed of that desire more and more and more until it develops the desire entirely, and then it's called that it built the Malchut. The will to receive for himself what started in the Keter, and in that way the connection between Malchut and Keter, and then Malchut can adapt itself to Keter, make a restriction, wants to attain the Keter. That's called that it develops reflected light and so on. That's how it happens. That's it.
As Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
And Moscow 6, you tell me, Seder.
No more Moscow 6.
It
follows that the Keter builds the Malchut on the one hand, and on the other hand, like, lets it be for it to choose on its own.
Of course, Keter supplies Malchut with everything in order to build the Malchut. Then when Malchut restricts itself and reflect the light, so it starts working freely, and Keter follows it. Volga.
Volga.
Rav, если можно так спросить, какая связь, есть ли связь, и какая связь критики с сокращением?
Is there a connection between criticism and restriction? Is there a connection?
That's nothing. It's all under the philosophy and psychology. Restriction means that a person from above, gets a special force that can close his will to receive and work with the desire to bestow. That's it. So we...
Ну, ну, в результате чего должно свыше прийти ко мне эта сила сокращения?
As a result of what should that force of restriction come from above?
A result of your great will to receive, of your request. That's it. As a result of your request. And in this we